Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, BBS Radio, for having us on again. Thank you, everyone, for joining in for the people.space, etc. The web pages that are referenced on our dashboard there for PRQ Homestead. So happy you would join me today. Thank you so much. Today, we'll go through a couple updates and then take calls. Won't have a whole lot of dialogue in the front end here. Let's see. Give you a couple PRQ updates. And let me see if I can find my list. Forgive me. All right. BBS, yeah, just throw me the phone number if you don't mind, BBS. Don't ask me why I can't remember anything. Just can't do it. All right. So maybe there's an easier way to do homesteading, reestablishing homesteading. And I encourage you, when you call in today, would we just audit every state in America, every country in the world, and take back our process for title? And that's, of course, the PRQ team is assessing. Well, let's just flip it all. You can't title with your local assessor and recording office because they don't have the highest form of title. So great debate here. Did we get tricked, or are we accepting micro governments? And I am all ears if we would like to change how we prove title and or install a lot ill title. So why would we let banks attach entitlement of land on planet Earth? Why would we do that? Why would we want to be taxed on land on planet Earth? So maybe there's a faster way than us just standing our ground. Maybe there is. And that's my great ask of all lobbyists and so forth. The system doesn't seem to work. What skin in the game does a governor of a state have to give you a laudial title? Their whole game is to create a micro government, another country. Why would a county treasurer and recorder want to give you a laudial title if they can't tax you? Banks won't give you a loan on your land if you have a laudial title, because they can't take it from you, or at least it will be very difficult. So do we just tell all of these countries, all these states, urge to you all is you've already got the tools. It's sitting right there. Now all you have to do is advance and do it. It's pretty cool. Maybe we got something right around here. All right, the Ballard girls. We sent the Ballard girls out on a mission. PRQ team, we surveyed a piece of property in a very unique place on the planet, and we asked all of you what you wanted to do this last year, what inspires you, etc. And this particular group of people, this geography is very complementary to what they want to accomplish. And so when we can feel the energy, it's our great goal to bring that value to you all, is when we get to walk a piece of property and then have a relationship with you all, we can coalesce the inspiration fairly easy, because we've created a relationship with you and or our heart centers. Anyway, this property is unique because it's approximately 80 acres in subsets of 10 and has a legacy vortice on this area. And some of the individuals in the Ballard group created it very, very long time ago. And so they're going to be stimulated by these vortices because they created them thousands and thousands of years ago and now coming back to retrieve them. So I have not talked to the Ballard girls, but I can feel that they had an interesting experience. I guarantee you that. Anyway, our goal would now to be fiduciaries. So finding, working through resources to make their dreams advance and so forth is what we'll do with this particular group. And certainly all the other healers and nutritionists and doctors will enjoy, I assume, the property with the Ballard girls and their relationships, of course. I like calling them Ballard girls because it is the center of the universe. That is a running bumper sticker in the greater Seattle area for many years. I'm going to go through the no trespassing sign document real quick here today and then take calls, as I said. The PRQ team is still targeting Arizona. And so I'm slowly sifting my population of your memberships in Arizona, Southern California, and Nevada. I feel that's a really good spot to advance homesteading. And certainly we are starting to get tooled up there and starting to mobilize. It's amazing how much more you get done when you get in a vehicle and go advance your inspiration. So everyone's under the opinion that the emails are faster, the radio is faster. Your intentions are incredibly powerful when you put it into physicality. And that's why you hear me reading a lot of these documents, and they'll help us get fuel, horsepower, whatever word you like there. So our goal, one of the individuals' goal in PRQ team is to go and start driving and maybe knock on some doors and be of service. And it's fun. We all get a lot of joy out of it. Just being anonymous in many ways. And it is just a joy to watch all of you and all the people that interact with us. It's so awesome. Thank you. All right. So the one update that's going to occur, we'll do our best to get this done this week, is notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance of deed. Don't see it on the web page, but it may have been updated. I don't go back and forth while I'm doing the show. We went through no trespassing sign posting notice. To public servants, agents, or other persons, and a public servant questionnaire. The other update is we're still working on giving you our template for the homestead, the legacy homestead from Bureau of Land Management, and redacting a lot of the information. Our opinion is it makes it a little muddy because you don't get to see all the words and where and it's all in calligraphy. So any calligraphy experts I know I've called the best, if they want to volunteer some time to us, that would be outstanding. Go ahead and put it in through the webpage, please. All right, before I take calls, notice to public servants. The notice to public servants, agents, or other persons and public servant questionnaire is pursuant to the provisions of 18 U.S.C. Section 241 and 242. And I know you've heard me talk about it a lot. You want to know that one real well. Public Law 93-579 as codified under 5 U.S.C. Section 552A. Okay, it sounds like garbly goop, but it is a fairly easy read. And unfortunately, when you do have public servants showing up on your property, let's say want to talk about why you're building a new deck when your within a setback and so forth. They don't understand anything you're going to tell them. And so what you do is we've got a template for notice to public servants. I believe Narlo has it on their webpage too. And it reads like this, and it's real simple, real clean. You're not attacking anybody. You're an owner of a laudial title of your property. But it reads like this: as owners or occupants of this property under the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, we consider the presence of a government official, agent, or any other person entering this property without our express consent and without proper warrant as described below to be an intruder attempting to trespass, extort, injure, threaten, harass, intimidate, or otherwise jeopardize our life and property. Trespass violations can trigger fines up to $10,000 and prison sentences up to 10 years or both pursuant to 18 USC section 241, 242. Okay, so what's on your trespassing sign is the same that's on your notice to public service. All right, so when you understand 241 and 242, you basically are educating the government official or assumed government official about the Constitution. Now, unfortunately, I have had the privilege of doing this to several sheriffs, deputies, forgive me. And again, their tool to get around it is, I don't understand what you're saying. Right now, why would a sheriff come out to your house? Because I purposely put the house into foreclosure multiple times. And of course, they have some court hearing. Remember, we're talking at federal level. So the only way you could serve me a warrant is you'd have to go to a federal court, open for federal court hearing, case, claim. And if you're savvy with 241 and 242, the judge probably won't even hear it because you have a lot of the title. We'll keep going here. On your notice to public servants, it will read concurrently, you are hereby notified that we require all public officials, agents, or persons to abide by the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, and the ratified amendments thereto. We refuse to permit any access, search, audit, assessment, or inspection whatsoever of this property without the presentation of a warrant prepared and described by the 4th and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. And I'll stop reading there. Once you see Public Law 93-579, it was codified in under 5 U.S.C. Section 52A. Exciting read. But what you basically do is you date the trespass, and you're very kind with them. Okay, so what's your name? Can I have your business card? And you just write it out, your telephone number, and your agent representing what government agency, address, get it all, and then make of agent's government or private vehicle, get the license number, legal authority, and then you go ahead and print name and or notice to public servant. What you'll do is you'll get that notarized, and then you'll go ahead and send it back to them. Now, what that does is it opens the opportunity to open a claim in a federal court in which you would potentially file claim against the public servant, and I guarantee you won't have any problems anymore. Now, we tested this out with a state electrical inspector, and we didn't hear back from them. So the labor industry state level is really heavy-handed in many states now because they won't let you – they'll claim it's safety. But building inspectors are really good at driving revenue for state entities under the assumption that you don't know structural engineering, you don't know electrical engineering, so forth. And that's why we have all these laws for building. So a lot of this document for me helps you put a fence up. It helps you build a deck, stairs, modify your house. It's a very powerful tool when you see how heavy-handed these municipalities are getting with construction. So it's not to be a joker here. It's really just, I thought this was my land. And by the way, why are you taxing me? That means that I don't own the land. So anyway, long-winded story that this document will be put up pretty quick here, and I'll go ahead and take calls now. What was the other item I had? That's about it. I'll take the first caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Rich from Los Angeles on line 2. Follow-up question about utilities for property. Thank you, Rich, for being patient. Are you there, Rich?
Sure. This ties into what you were just talking about, which is is it trespassing or no trespassing or no trespass? I've heard people get like granular on that. But my question is, how do you deal with the utility companies and the meters and not them claiming that you've contracted with them, which you allow them to serve your property with power or water or gas?
Outstanding question. There is a subset of projects that is adamant that we should all have our own wells. And the first response I get, well, Q, I live in downtown LA. I can't put a well in. Well, why not? When I was in San Diego and I heard you couldn't install a well without a permit, I went, oh really? The first thing I'm going to do is put a well. the power is a very interesting. On the West Coast, I have watched people call in and state that they are going to install an energy plant. I'll be careful with technology, but the technology, when you explain it to the utility companies, they usually turn the billing cycle off on you because they understand that you'll be able to generate so much energy, they'll take the revenue away from you. We've done that, and we don't have a problem with utility company on more than one property. Citing the utility company concurrently as an invasion of proofing that they don't have the right to come on your property is real easy with these documents. But I guarantee you the power companies do not want making a generation plant because they lose revenue. So that's my suggestion on that. And the PRQ team, I assume, would endorse that. Not easy, though, is it? Still there, Rich?
Yeah, I lost you there. No, also, you know, just with simple things like the trash pickup and stuff like that, where they or the city has a monopoly on that, and they don't allow you to haul it yourself. I mean,
yeah, I a lot of these services that we enjoy, I'm not knocking them. I'm more on when are we going to be free if we're constantly being taxed and told what we can do on our land. So I'm sorry if I'm not more help to you, but that's my opinion and position for utilities.
No, I'm with you. It's just the transitional time till they get squared away on a lot of this stuff or get the memo, so to speak.
Yeah, and so I'm my call out today is, do we work with local government and say, when will you? So you have a sheriff who swears an oath to the United States Constitution. All right, how come the rest of you don't? That's my big ask. So we do have a lot of title systems, but you don't use them because your interest isn't supported because you lose your revenue, you lose your taxes. So, in fact, if everyone quit being taxed by land tax, they would go out of business, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't see that as a bad thing. It's not supporting us anyway. It doesn't help and support us holistically. Again, we like having a fire department, but you know, when you see huge screen TVs going up in the front of the fire department, you ask yourself, why do I need this big screen TV? And by the way, 4,000 pension plans that keep ratcheting up all the time, year over year. And my education system doesn't seem to help me. It just remanufactures another population of unaware people. And it's not to be a preacher on this topic. It's just when do we get to be free in our land? So forgive me for being long-winded on this. Thank you so much for your call.
No. Let me just circle back real quick. If you guys can put up a suggested or whatever of the trespass, no trespass sign, that would be also helpful. There's a lot of different variations on it. You'd like to be able to.
It is created, and we buy them from Narlo. We've got hundreds of them. I don't know. Hundreds is probably a big number, but we have several.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
We'll have copies of those. Thanks. All right. That was a fun call. It is curious. How do you work with utility companies when you only have one in these huge territories? Look at Southern California Edison. Look on the East Coast. You don't get to shop for your power, do you? Look at Bonneville Power in Washington State. Apparently, they own the Columbia River, and they charge you to put turbines on that and destroy your fish, game, resources. So, on a positive note, it's really on us. Don't we decide who owns the rivers? The windmills has just got to be the silliest thing I've ever seen. How did we fall for the windmills? All right. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. I'm going to skip around BBS one more. Let's see. Sharon from Texas online for a question on working with Texas GLO office and Texas autonomy. Sharon, love to hear from you.
Oh, hi, Q. Good to talk to you.
Very nice to hear you.
Yes, we're having fun here in Texas. I am kind of in the weeds. I've been talking to the GLO, the General Land Office, since August, and I know them, I'll say, quite well now. Pardon? What was that?
I think that's funny when you position yourself. There's a couple of PRQ people that have gotten real cuddly with the Bureau of Land Management.
They know me.
They didn't expect us to show up, did they?
No, and they're quite nervous. One time they thought they had me on mute, and this poor girl. So there's three of them there. I know their names, and I know the man who pulls the records. And she's like, "But this lady's educated, but she's from a university." And the manager in the background thinks, "That's okay. I'll handle it." So it's just. And I just, you know, well, are you sure? You know, and I'm just kind of trying to be real nice and timid, but not timid, you know what I'm saying? The latest trickery, so they dismantled the submit button. So as I go to, I've got 10 that I'm pulling and that I have copies for and certified copies for. And so it's a lot to submit it and put all the numbers in, you know, and then the submit button doesn't work. And she finally gets on the phone and says, "Well, we did that on purpose so that you will learn to save your work first and download it on your own computer and then send it to us." So I had to go through that. But the latest that I just got last week was they have cut the land grants in half. And then they've taped them together with that wide packaging tape, and they've only certified the bottom half. And I mean, I'm not an attorney. I don't even like the law at all, but I called them back and said, "This just doesn't look like it would stand up in any kind of, you know, court." And she'd go, "Oh, yeah, it's legal. It's the way they always do it." I said, "Well, last week you sent me whole sheets of paper." And I said, "Oh, no, we don't do that." I said, "Well, I have one." So I had to send pictures of my first round of copies, and they charge $5 a piece. It's no big deal on the money, but I had to prove to them that they had sent me single copies and then send more pictures showing them that and cut them in half and taped them. That is not legal, is it? To tape them?
Yeah, so that would not be evidence of a land title, a patent. So as soon as you So if your seal is broken, so to speak, and you don't have the original document notarized, or excuse me, endorsed on the back, there's some there's fun and games going on there for sure.
Yes. So I have that, and I kind of stood my ground, and after I sent in the pictures, they said, okay, we'll redo them. So that's fun. But when I originally called the manager of the Texas General Land Office, she's like, I don't know why you all are doing this. It's worthless. This piece of paper isn't even worth the $5. And she said, there's no value. They do not honor or work with anything federal if I'm planning on getting some type of federal grant. And so I just kind of let her say her thing. And then I said, well, you know what? We have a ranch, and it is extremely valuable for me to know the history of my land. So she, you know, whatever. She kind of moved forward for me. But I did find a Supreme Court case that they said, you know, they don't do work with anything federal or honor anything federal. And I found the Texas Constitution that does have a clause that says the subject only to the Constitution of the United States. So I found a Supreme Court case that says the land patent is the trump card protected by treaty and the supremacy clause of the Constitution. So doesn't Texas have to honor that clause inside our Constitution?
Yeah, so the case law, great job, by the way. So case law at the federal level does not exclude, Texas is not excluded as a region within the United States of America. Last time I checked, okay. Texas is still a state within the United States, correct? So, and that's part of getting a little savvier. Whoever is the individuals listening to what you're saying right now are going to be all over this. Now, what I don't understand is why someone would give you objection to just a recorded document. And so the Bureau of Land Management, they just have records of when we developed the country, correct? And they provide right. services, of course, and so forth. They go around that, but there's really no political agenda there. They're public servants for all of our recordings. That's how you can tell, since we started doing this show, that somebody does not like us doing this, do they?
Right. Yeah. In fact, when I told her, I'll just hop in the car and come down. You're only 5 hours away from me. They're in Austin. And she goes, well, if you come down, we are not opening the vault. We don't open the vault for anyone. You will only have access to certified copies of what's in the vault. Okay. Well,
that's totally fine.
It's not mine.
That's perfect. Yeah. Certified copies are just perfect.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so at the end of the day, were you able to get your patents? Copies of them.
I do have them, but they're all cut in half. Four of them are cut in half right now, so 12 copies. So they're supposed to be sending me, so I'll find out if I get the one pagers. And I just wanted to follow up with this last. Oh, in the Supreme Court case, it's 18-8013. On page 17, the Supreme Court states that courts are misapplying protections afforded to the people of the United States of America through treaty and constitution, and because of the lack of understanding by the courts of the process to perfect a land patent, it has led to the sovereign people of the United States being criminalized and sanctioned for the exercise of secured constitutional rights and rights granted by treaty. Well, I mean, that sounds good to me.
Okay, so at the end of the day, do you feel like they're following through for you?
I hope so. Yeah, they keep talking to me. They pick up the phone. I'm still trying to get my 3 copies of the 10 surveys, and I'm getting ready to go to step 2, and I'm staying in touch with them, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. And
if there's anyone else here I can work with, I'd love to.
Okay, so one of the individuals in PRQ, they'll, if they get FaceTime at one of the offices, they'll pull 100 at a time. And depending on which office you're in, they charge. And then you can start handing them out. So that's one of the reasons we're targeting Arizona, Nevada, and California. Now we just need bodies. Okay. And we really like the idea of seeing where the pushback might be or might not be, and then address it. So we're got to the point where we know what to say, and we don't have any adversarial, but we are noticing the population of the staff at these offices is going down very quickly, or they're assigning resources somewhere else and they can't get to us. So the microfiches sometimes are going to be your best tool. And we also noticed that the title companies, your local title companies, have outstanding records because they did. Let's say we have a title company that's a couple hundred years old, 150 years old. They kept all their books because they're a private company. They won't let us have them. They won't let us look at them. We're not allowed in their archives or their library. So we're working through that as well. But in many cases, these title companies, local title companies, have just as good of records, if not better.
Okay. Maybe I'll make a visit and pull a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. So it's more for the people that are doing it are people with a lot of extended family, a lot of children. So they can go ahead and reestablish homestead for extended family. But I'll be real careful to keep you anonymous, but in the college that you work at, is there an opportunity, or other colleges, is there an opportunity to educate people on allodial title in the process?
Oh, I'm not so sure with the universities, but this group in East Texas, I'm in weekly communication with them, and we're getting ready. They're making lists of 1,000 people like that would be able to populate, because I told them we have millions of land grants. And so I'm going to hope to get a meeting with the East Texas Homesteaders Group and also the Homeschoolers Group that goes with it. And if I can find pools of people, I can just start.
Yeah, so
really, listen to each of these shows. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, we just need bodies now to, you know, assume the patents. But I'm constantly looking at a more efficient way, and it would appear that if we would start calling governors and explaining they might be committing fraud, not educating our children that they already have homestead rights. Or yes, for me, the education system is made sure not to educate us about homesteading. I'm real comfortable with that statement. Well, who's doing the hoodwinking? No one wants to take the blame. This is our education system. Like it, leave it. And by the way, George Bush wrote it, and just have a good day. I'm real confused where we're going to advance our next generations, and who's accountable for reminding us that we can live on planet Earth free and clear, can't we?
Yeah.
So it wasn't really to put you on the spot. It was when we look at the collegiate system, especially, how hard is it to like mold desires from a community? I understand having a relative that has been a dean in 3 different colleges. I understand it's a revenue producing activity, but why can't we change our education system to marry with some of these legacy constitutional rights and so forth as a measure and methodology for our society? So I always thought this should be a social studies class. Knowing a criminologist and a criminologist and understanding society as he does, so why wouldn't we teach people to be free and clear on their own land? That would free society, would it not? So That's my curiosity. Why would we not endorse that at a primary school level, all the way on up?
Yes, community colleges. I mean, we could definitely write the curriculum for that if we need
it. But doesn't make a lot of money, does it? Once you take the taxes away.
You know, everyone. You know what?
Wait a minute. Money. You guys are crazy. We just bought a brand new fire truck.
But teaching doesn't take money. I can fill a room with 100 people and teach them, you know, the teach fish thing, and they've got it, and they can run and go be happy.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't have to give them money to do it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. I can't wait to see what you do there. I love when you make noise. I love when Texans make noise, man. You guys are very noisy people.
Thank you, Q.
Yeah, don't mess with Texas. All right, I'll move to the next question if you don't have any others.
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you for your hard work and teaching us so much. All right, BBS, I'll keep going here. Let's see if we can get Aloha from San Diego on line two. Property taxes for land and New Jersey. Aloha. That's not even close to Pennsylvania.
Aloha. This is Aloha from San Diego. Been calling you from Playa del Rey today.
Oh, so glad you made it back. So glad. Did you swim or did you walk?
Oh, yes, and it was the easiest trip I've ever had, thanks to you.
We're having so much fun. We're having so much fun dancing with each and every one of your calls, the mermaid especially. She loves you so much. Thank you.
Tell her aloha.
Will do.
So I have a relative with me right now, and three relatives own land in New Jersey.
Ooh.
And they said to me the other day that they received a letter saying that if they didn't pay their property taxes, it wouldn't be theirs on November 30th.
Okay.
So we're trying to take care of this. And I'll be back on the East Coast in about 2 weeks. So I was wondering, I guess, how many copies of the certified deed do I need and how many copies of the original land patent do I need?
Well, okay, so do you mind if I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay, so the family members are in possession of the land patent document. Is that correct?
No, they purchased 13 acres and
okay.
I would have to pull the patent.
Okay, so the first thing I would do is go through the entire process, all four steps. But in the meantime, I will get to you on the BBS webpage, notice to public servants document, and the notice that no trespassing signs have been posted. Okay. What that will do is it will recite all of the revocation of implied license. And that revocation went through the 10th Circuit implied license. It has the case law written in it and provisions in said cases. So again, this is another example that you have to teach, that you have to educate, that they're attempting to get revenue from federal land. And now we're not real clean here because we haven't recorded yet in the local county, but they're going to have a tough time disputing the case law that will be on the notice of public servants documents and the no trespassing documents, which I guarantee I'll have posted this week. So you can use them in their templates. All right. What I don't understand is when you go to auction off a piece of property that hasn't paid taxes, that takes a long time to do. Are you implying that they're already going to auction because they didn't pay taxes, or are they just getting nasty letters?
Well, my relative said that they received a phone call telling them they needed to pay it by November 30th. And so we called our relatives to have them send us the letters of exactly what they're saying. So right now, as far as I know, it's just nasty letters.
Okay. And what county is this?
That's a good question. So we're in New Jersey.
Okay.
And I don't have the property tax bill with me.
Yeah, no problem.
But it's
how far in the rears are the taxes?
You mean in money or years?
Yeah, months, days, years, whatever time.
They're requesting the $6,000 in taxes by November 30th.
Okay, and so how many years did that take to build that $6,000 as an example?
I might say 3 years, because the member of the family that was making sure it was paid for isn't here anymore, and they were the ones that were doing this, so...
Well, you have an eternity of time. If you do not have a court case filed on this, it's just nasty letters. That's all it is, okay. Nasty letters. So you got lots of time. Okay. Just start the process, stake it, get your trespassing. You'll be fine. New Jersey should be fairly easy. I'll have the gang look up another New Jersey case that's already been processed if you give me another week.
Okay. Very good. Mahalo. Thank you.
Mahalo. You have a beautiful day.
Can I ask another question?
I thought it was my radio show. Yes, I love your question.
Okay. All right. So for Southern California, which office in which state should I go to pull original patents for Los Angeles County?
You heard Richard. He's going right in Sacramento. I believe he's using the Sacramento office.
Okay, I'll go up there. I know there's three offices here.
Yeah, I got to be careful because if you listen to Richard in the past, there is a segregation when Mexico has a land trust to us. So depending on where that line is, there could be variables. The PRQ team will give me a straight answer. You want to do Los Angeles County? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. That's among one of the counties, but in California, initially in Los Angeles County.
Okay. All right. The gang is listening, so we'll get on it.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for your incredible energy and inspiring us all every time you call in. It's just amazing to hear you.
Well, I'm so happy that I get to call. And thank you and everybody there for everything. I often think about how you do all of this, and I know you all do it together. So thank you and thank everyone.
We sure do. You're welcome, welcome, welcome. And it never needs thinking. It's just how we all are. I love it. Love you very much. I'll move on to the next caller if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. BBS Radio, thank you so much for letting me jump around here. Let's see. Christine from Las Vegas. Their land patent has two numbers overlapping. They are wondering how to record and file such a patent. Christine from Las Vegas on line 5, patent has overlaps. Christine, are you there?
Hi, Q.
Hi, Christine.
I'm Hi. Okay, so I passed my 31 day. My next step is to record the declaration. My 90 day would be Christmas. But Ooh. My land patent has two different numbers. And the last show, I think it was Chris who said it was illegal to have two. So do I just go ahead and put the two on the declaration just to be safe? And then also, my land patent in Clark County, it contains a little bit over 13,000 acres. So how it is it's not like a description like how yours is on the example, but it has TRS. So do I have to list all of the TRS on the land patent or just my particular section?
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you for your observation. All right, so this is internally here, we talk about this a lot. So if we're playing by the rules, man went west and declared a homestead for himself, and it would be roughly 150, 160 acres. In the meantime, we started selling them off, and then we bought portions of a homestead. So now we only have maybe 1 acre of the 160 acres, and now we're recording it and identifying it as a parcel. That is a county and state term. My opinion, and many others around me, is if you're on the legacy homestead, that's the one you patent. And then beg forgiveness later. Not begging at all. I'm on a homestead. This is the legacy homestead. End of story. That's how I observe it. Now, so you have a subsection going across your property. Is that what you're stating?
A subsection.
Yeah, so you got, well, let's say we have your neighbor's property line is on your homestead property line. Something like that.
Yeah, so the patent that I pulled, there was two numbers. So I just ordered both of them because one has one number and the other one has two numbers stamped on the bottom because it has the township range section for my area, for my parcel or whatever. So both numbers, but then when you look at the description, it lists all of the TRSs in that. That I guess that patent, which is 13,000 acres.
Yep. So, great job, by the way. The last time we addressed this in the very similar situation that you're in, we would patent both sections and then talk to the neighbors and educate them on land patenting so they could do it for themselves. There has been individuals who said, you got to patent your land or I'm going to kick you out. I'm not sure I'm on board with that one yet, but it's an interesting position. Is let's just get people to patent their land is all we're getting at. I would assume both territories that you're patenting are the ones you're going to patent. And then transfer it if you want to in the future. That's my position right now.
Okay.
There's no harm in it. You're still going to record it. And then if there's objection down the road, you just say, hey, I don't need 5 million acres. I just patent it so that I would have a lot of its title. That's all we're really saying here.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. And then the only thing other than that I'm a little confused in is the original acceptance of deed. Okay, so when I recorded the acceptance of deed, I put the description of the parcel, which is still my portion of the land. And is that okay? Because it's still me accepting the deed on that area, or does it have to be the description of the TRS?
That is correct. The reason you're recording the definition of the parcel is because at some point through the last 150 years, the counties could have the property could have sold more than one time, and they describe the geographies with parcel numbers for taxation. So you have to tell them how allodial title is higher than the parcel description. So we're just saying that's what you guys call it, but that's not what I call it. That's what we're basically doing there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good question. Very good. Yeah. So I'll move on, BBS, before we get too long in the tooth here. So tax parcels are county and state terms. You're a U.S. citizen and on U.S. land. We don't talk like that. We have a homestead. Next question. Let's see if we can get one more done before we close out. Shelley from Kansas online for a question about Arizona. Yeah, it is a funny shape. Shelley, are you there?
Yes. Hello. My name is Shelley.
Did I say
Shelley? Hello. Thank you for all that you're doing. I live full-time in a motorhome, and so Arizona will be my winter location. And last winter, I located a little piece of property that I would love to just park on every winter. And so I've been listening to these shows hoping to figure this out, and I feel everything is over my head. So I want to be one of these people in your Rolodex for you guys just to be able to help me out. I have subscriptions to the PRQ show and the Being Inspired with Q. I don't have a prescription with the Homestead. I'm assuming all of your shows includes me in the Rolodex.
Yeah, we just want to be able to do a SWAT blitz of you every month. We work through pockets of geographies, and we would really appreciate. That's the only reason we're doing this is just so I can BBS acts as a administrative support team for us just by default, and so it's really really awesome that you would do that. Thank you so much. There is someone in PRQ team is going to do exactly what you're doing and just has an RV now. And we're going to go ahead and test out putting footings on a homestead. So we know we don't have to test. So once you put a footing on property and you start the process and your RV sitting next to that footing, mailbox maybe, that's one avenue we will probably enjoy.
Okay. So my plan is when I get to Yuma, I'm just going to go park on this property and turn the utilities on. There's a for sale sign on the property, and I wasn't going to touch the sign, but I was just going to park there and turn the utilities on. Do you think that's something I should go ahead and do?
Okay. So can you send me a note that says I talked to you on the show last week, and I'll let one of the Arizona experts reach out to you. Is that all right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so just send in a note that says I talked to you on the show last week, and make sure your phone number is in there, and we'll reach out to you.
Awesome. I appreciate everything you do, and BBS also. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, we're going to move on to another show. We're going to move on to another show. BBS, you're brilliant. Please keep reading all the web pages we have on the banner there. It's time we get our freedom in many ways. My love to all of you. Going to do timelines next hour. Please call in, and we'll talk about timelines, and I'll show you how some timelines work. My love to you. See you in a few minutes.